Welcome to the Bogosity Podcast for the 9th of June 2014, the podcast that plumps when you cook it. This is your host, Shane Killian, and joining me again this week is Dave Turcotte. Dave, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back, although it almost was a disaster. But
We upset the god of Murphy's Law, which everyone covers that.
Yeah. Although I hear if you fry some chicken, he will be appeased.
Oh, okay, I'll do that tonight. We were going to start recording at noon, and now it's 1:52, so if we sound a little out of it this week, that's why. But all right, let's recalibrate the news of the bogus. Senator Patrick Leahy, chairman of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, has taken a new patent bill off the table so it won't be considered, and the bill covers the behavior of patent trolls. And if you ask me, this whole idea of the whole existence of patent trolls just exposes the absurdity of the entire concept of intellectual property.
Yeah, it seems to me like instead of having to make a bill for patent trolls, why not just get rid of IP altogether and solve everyone's problems? But no, of course you can't do that. That's just simple.
Well, I mean, if it's your property, that's the whole idea behind intellectual property, you can legally sell it. But the whole point of patents is to let the creators profit from their inventions. But what happens is patents are bought and sold, and you have a lot of them being held by companies that may not even understand the first thing about the invention, couldn't build it themselves if they tried. They just want to sue the pants off of companies that are doing the real work so they can collect the license fees.
Of course. That's how it always works. If you can't do it yourself, game the system.
Yeah. So Leahy said he took it off the agenda because, quote, "There is not sufficient support behind any comprehensive deal. If the stakeholders are able to reach a more targeted agreement that focuses on the problem of patent trolls, there will be a path for passage this year, and I will bring it immediately to the committee." And this idea of going after patent trolls has a lot of support from big companies like Google and Cisco and retailers who are doing things that just weird things, like if you used an off-the-shelf router to provide Wi-Fi access to your customers, then you get this letter from a patent troll saying you're infringing on their patent, you know, providing Wi-Fi to customers.
Once again, it's just gaming the system to try and make money off of not doing work.
Yeah. There's one bizarre example that happened a few months ago. So this patent troll had a patent for a photocopier that had a scan-to-email function. And a bunch of copiers allegedly infringed it. They had the same function where you could scan it on the photocopier and email it. But he didn't send the legal notices to the copier manufacturers. He sent them out to the companies who bought and used the copiers and demanded $1,000 per worker for patent infringement for these companies that just bought the copiers.
Jesus. Once again, how could people look at something like this and think, oh yeah, IP, greatest idea we ever came up with?
Well, and the thing is, if you tried to do this with, you know, Microsoft or someone like that, they've got this big legal department that'll squash all over you. What they do is they send this out to small businesses, and they harass all these small businesses, and they scare up what's called in the legal profession nuisance change, which means, okay, they're not asking that much. It's a lot cheaper to just pay them to go away than it is to hire a bunch of lawyers to try and oppose them. And so what happens is they get, you know, this money from all these small businesses, they build up that war chest, and then they use that war chest to go after the big guys.
I still say all in all, just get rid of the whole thing, and then we won't have this problem.
Well, this patent troll sued and won in a Nebraska court, and the court said that those demand letters were, get this, constitutionally protected free speech.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course it was. Just, of course. And, you know, at this point, you just get tired of hearing the same thing, and it's just like, of course that's what happened. Of course that's...
Well, it gets better. The Federal Trade Commission stepped in, and so the company sued the FTC.
Well, now I don't know who to root for. Good going.
I mean, it's just... But it's like, every time you try to get legislation together to stop even the most obvious patent abuse, the stuff that everyone agrees is patent abuse and is not what the system is for, all these other interests come in to try and quash it.
Yeah, it's funny to me whenever there actually is a bill to reduce some kind of nonsense. Everybody talks about it. This is a problem and we need to solve it. But then when something actually does show up that, hey, this might not stop it entirely, but this will at least, you know, reduce it quite a bit, you still get people just backing off now and suddenly getting quiet.
Yeah. Keep this in mind, everyone, every time someone says, oh, well, we just need common sense regulation. We just need to do it smartly. It's never going to be done smartly, people. It's never going to be like you envision in your head. It's always going to be ridiculous stuff like this. And every time someone steps in to try and stop it, all these interests will come in out of the woodwork and oppose them.
Absolutely. That's how the system works. I mean, seriously, look at all the people that support all these regulations that everybody likes. Who is it usually? The biggest companies.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because they can afford to handle the regulations. They know that their competition cannot. I mean, I don't know how people don't see this or they just ignore it. Apparently, I don't know, people must really love the show My Little Barry, Government is Magic. I don't know.
Hackers, terrorists, the NSA. But I repeat myself. Your online security is under attack, and the weakest point is your password. That's why you need LastPass. LastPass plugs into your browser and allows you to randomly generate strong, unique passwords anywhere on the web, all protected by one master password. LastPass sets up in minutes and gives you secure automatic logins throughout the web, synchronizing across all your browsers and all your computers, at home, at work, or on the road. It even securely stores sensitive form data, including credit card numbers. Back up sensitive documents, membership info, Wi-Fi logins, and more. And with LastPass Premium, you can get these benefits on other applications and even mobile devices, and also get priority customer support. Sign up at password.bogosity.tv for a free month of LastPass Premium. Log in securely everywhere using the last password you'll ever have to remember. Go to password.bogosity.tv and get LastPass now. Okay, so there are a lot of idiots out there who are against Monsanto, and I don't mean with legitimate complaints like, you know, the fact that they patent genes and stuff like that. We've covered the absurdity of that before. But I mean all the misinformation going on about GMO products in general, and Monsanto just happens to be the big evil corporation they've all decided to use as a convenient target.
Well, you know, they fly around through space on the Death Star and destroy planets and stuff, so
yeah,
of course they're big evil, and the head of Monsanto is the emperor, and I'm sure there's a Darth Vader roaming around there somewhere, and behind them is George Lucas looking for a new story.
All right, so one of the biggest and most ridiculous is March Against Monsanto. Well, the Madagascar chapter is known as Madagascar Against Monsanto, or so it appeared. The creator of the blog has come forward and admitted that he was just punking them because he wanted to see how ridiculous he could make his claims and still have March Against Monsanto take it seriously.
And oh man, did they take the bait hook, line, and sinker.
Hook, line, sinker, rod, front half of the boat, yeah, everything.
Entire ocean. Just
yeah, it's all a swirling vortex going down. Yeah, here's some examples. He's holding a sign that says, Monsanto equals 1, HIV AIDS, 2, sterility, 3, baby killer, 4, dictator supporters, 5, death to Mother Earth.
Amazing. I gotta say, though, some of these were actually so ridiculous that they were borderline hilarious. Like the one on there that said, Monsanto eats baby lemurs for profit.
Monsanto kills and eats baby lemurs for profit. Yeah, that's my personal favorite. And the baby lemur is so cute.
Well, he would probably look even cuter on a plate with some money next to it, because clearly they just eat baby lemurs for profit. Look, didn't you know this?
Look how tiny they are. You could do them up like popcorn shrimp or something.
Oh my God.
How about this one? Monsanto tests Agent Orange on homeless Malagasy people. Naturalnews.com, not .com, tells the real truth. Naturalnews.con. I'm going to steal that.
Yeah.
I'm totally stealing that. Naturalnews.con.
Yeah, that is a keeper. But what kills me, though, that you specifically point that one out, is they clearly say that, and the kid even says that they flat out told him, oh, we're going to use your images and stuff. We perfectly find these valid without doing any kind of background checking or just looking at the pictures.
Yeah, they grabbed them and just started spreading them around everywhere. A March Against Monsanto and all sorts of other anti-GMO groups and Facebook pages spread these all around.
Look what this tells you about these groups, though. I mean, before, as much as I didn't like them, you could have argued that it was just ignorance and just, you know, maybe they just didn't know better, or they were just scared and just you base their ignorance on fear. But now that we've seen something like this come out, it perfectly demonstrates that they're just flat-out liars.
Yeah, they don't care.
They are flat-out liars and con artists, and they could not care less about being even remotely accurate.
Well, the creator, Navid Nakrotofalala, and I think it's very unlikely I pronounced that correctly, but whatever, wrote to March Against Monsanto, quote, I made the signs and gave them to my friends to see what your group would say. My teacher, who does not agree with this project because of the trickery, told me that your group will accept almost anything, regardless of the scientific process. This was my experiment to see if he is correct. In my opinion, he is correct, and your group should not have the same respect as people who are careful about their science. When we talk about science, we must be very careful how we use people's emotions, otherwise it is manipulation. The signs and memes below were made to have no factual truth and are very offensive to many Malagasy people, and yet you shared them, you say you will use them in your marketing, and encouraged me to take more pictures of people with diseases to spread your message. You encouraged me to mistrust a man from the USA who starts organic school gardens here, just because he also thinks that agriculture is complicated and biotechnologies might be able to help us. You encouraged me to stop working with this man and focus instead on vandalizing my imaginary gold rice experiments. This was offensive and unpleasant for me to experience. My experiment was also a failure in another way. I made my signs in a way that I thought was so extreme and offensive that they would be rejected by your community. Instead, all of the signs received compliments, and I could not think of anything more extreme until I searched your own website. My signs were untrue, offensive, and even incoherent or contradictory. But after my experiment, when I look at your websites, I ask myself, what is the difference? March Against Monsanto is not an organization that is able to help the Malagasy people learn about the risks and benefits of biotechnology in any meaningful way. Thank you for keeping your signs and memes out of our country. We welcome you back when you learn about what science is.
So then they're never going back.
Pretty much. That's kind of like saying, and stay out.
Yeah, you may as well have just said, you are banned for life. But seriously, though, that just kills me about these groups. Just how far they're willing to go to push their fear over what's essentially nothing.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, it is essentially a fear of nothing. Let me just give you an example of this whole organic nonsense. And this is a little bit of a tangent, but hear me out. I was playing a video game recently where I ran into this character who was growing organic food. And to give you an idea of how little they know about how organic food actually works, he was growing carrots, and they were orange.
Yeah.
Wild carrots are purple.
Yep.
Organic carrots are purple.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes to show how little these people actually know about what it is they're talking about.
Yeah.
And we can no longer say that it's just ignorance. It's people with a vendetta, in my opinion, against people who don't have much to eat. And if you noticed, most of these people who are in on this crap are usually, I don't want to say wealthy per se, but they're definitely far more well off than the countries that these, I'll just say it, monsters are ruining.
Yeah.
They're usually way more well off. If you have a refrigerator full of food and you can eat every day and not have to worry about going hungry, shut up about what other people should eat. Seriously. Just shut up. You have no say in the matter. So let these people eat and not starve to death, and you continue, I don't know, sitting around in your drum circles and singing about trees or something.
Bogosity.tv and all of its services are hosted at GoDaddy. I've been very satisfied with GoDaddy's services and their wonderful 24/7 customer support for over 10 years now. So I'm happy to be able to give you this special offer. Just sign up for any new domain, web hosting, email, or other service and get 35% off with the code WOWNOBOGON. That's WOWNOBOGON. Because there's nothing bogus about these savings on quality internet hosting. Just go to GoDaddy.com and use the code WOWNOBOGON. So, yet more information about the economic mess we're in, as government keeps trying to assure us that the inflation rate is around 2%, the Department of Agriculture says that the price of food has gone up 10% so far this year. That would be about a 22% annual inflation rate. So it looks like it's catching up with us. There's been almost $1 trillion in quantitative easing over the last year. And as usual, it's the poor and the working classes that feel the effects and have to pay the bills while politicians and pundits keep singing, happy days are here again.
Well, trust me, I can tell you this from my own experience. I live in a lower class, you know, poor household, and our grocery bill ends up being like $300, which probably would have been like $100 15 years ago.
It was just like 3 or 4 years ago that I could go to Harris Teeter and basically fill the buggy and go through for $60. Now I buy just a few things that barely even cover the bottom and it ends up being $60. And it's not like I'm buying, you know, ribeye steaks or something like that. No, it's just the food for me and my family.
Yeah, I mean, we just go to Stop and Shop and get a couple of things that ends up costing almost $100. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely absurd.
Yeah. Well, and a few days ago, Peter Schiff pointed out how a lot of this is actually hidden, both hidden from the economic statistics and hidden from the public. You've got food packaging that appears to be the same size as it was, but actually has less food in it by weight. Cereal boxes are the same size, but have less cereal. Cookie boxes have fewer cookies. Or sometimes they'll do it where everything looks like it's the same, but it's like you buy juice and it's the same size and everything, but there's less juice and more water. So it's just really, but I mean, they all cost the same amount.
Oh, yeah, potato chips are the biggest culprit of that. If you ever buy, like, a big bag of potato chips, it's really only, like, half a bag.
Yeah.
More times than not.
And they have that little disclaimer, contents may have settled during transport, but it's like, I bought a box of Special K the other day, and from the front it looked like a normal-sized cereal box, and this was, like, the value size. I picked it up. And the thickness of it was only about like an inch and a half. It was like this really, really thin box compared to what they used to be like 2 or 3 inches deep.
Yeah, a similar thing with Townhouse Crackers, believe it or not. They used to be in a bigger box, but now the box is smaller and it's the same price as the other size.
Well, he showed this report on an ABC station and they bought two different things that were even on the same shelf. Like, I guess one was on the front and one was on the back. And they were both, there were cookies, and they were both the same size, and you held them up to each other, and they were the same size, but you looked at the weight, one of them weighed slightly less, and you opened it up, and it had like 6 less cookies in it, but it was the same price, and appeared to in every way be the same product. I mean, companies don't like raising prices. Consumers get upset when companies raise prices, so what are they going to do? They have to cover the costs of all this inflation. And they don't want to raise the price. They have to cut down on quality. They have to cut down on the size or water down their juice or whatever. And the result is people just end up having to buy more cereal or more toilet paper. Because they also showed this happening with things like toilet paper and diapers and stuff like that. You just end up having to buy more of them. You end up spending more anyway, but it doesn't get counted in inflation.
What kills me is we see how terrible inflation is. And most people, for some reason, instead of thinking, well, gee, maybe we should do something about inflation, they think, oh, gee, we should raise the minimum wage.
Yeah, like that's going to help. It's one of the things that's driving inflation, actually, when you look at it.
Yeah, well, it just increases the cost of living.
Yeah. History is written by the winners, and so apparently is economics. That's why there's Liberty Classroom. Probably the best single learning resource for history and economics on the web, Liberty Classroom teaches U.S. history, Western Civ, and economics from actual university professors. There's lots of free material to get you started, including introductory lectures on all these subjects. And when you sign up, you'll get the full site's content for just $99 a year, less than the price of 2 cups of coffee a month. And if you type in the promo code BOGOSITY in all caps, you'll get your first year for just $88. Lectures are available in both video and audio format, so you can watch or listen to them on your computer, your phone or tablet, or in your car. Learn at your own pace about the subjects you're interested in and become a more effective debater. You'll also get access to lots of supplemental materials and even the professors themselves via the discussion forum and even live video chats. Inform yourself against the myths and propaganda of our society. Visit libertyclassroom.com. And now it's time to sign a Do Not Resuscitate request for this week's Biggest Bogon Emitter. So, Dave, you have it for us this week?
Yeah. Richard Martinez is the man's name, and you might know who he is because I don't know if you've been living under a rock for the past week or so.
No, I'm having my rock bombed for bugs.
Ah. But there was a series of killings in California by an individual named Elliot Rodger. And I use the word killings because, for some reason, people like to ignore the fact that he stabbed as many people to death as he shot.
Right.
But
that gets in the way of the gun control narrative, so they kind of gloss over that part.
Which we have to get into.
Oh, boy.
Because Richard Martinez is a father of one of the victims, and obviously our sympathy goes to the death of the son. But Mr. Martinez decided that he doesn't want our sympathy at all, and instead decided to use his son as a soapbox for gun control.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to do this initially because I'm just like, he's a grieving parent, you know, I'm a parent, and I can imagine what would happen if something like that happened to one of my kids, so I was going to give him a break. But then I read a lot of what he had to say, and just like Jenny McCarthy, my sympathy for him just went away.
But there's a difference between this guy and the fact that there were other parents that day who lost their kids. He couldn't even wait until his son was in the ground before using his corpse as a soapbox.
Yeah.
He couldn't even wait that long. And you know what? I was very vocal about this on Facebook, and I have no problem saying that this guy is a piece of crap. I really don't. Because, one, you had gun control in California.
Oh, yeah, they're ranked number one by the Brady campaign for gun control.
Yeah. And secondly, how little do you think of your son that before you even have his funeral, you use him and take advantage of him to push an agenda?
Yeah.
How little must you think of your kid that the first thing you see is an opportunity? And I don't want to hear this crap that you didn't want sympathy. I don't want to hear that, because you know what? You wouldn't have went to the media. You would not have went to the media and tried to push your agenda if you didn't want sympathy. You were playing the sympathy card to do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, you're a liar. You are a liar. You are an opportunistic scumbag. And quite frankly, I have no sympathy for you. My sympathy is with your son, not with you. So don't give me that crap. Honestly, as far as I'm concerned, I think Biggest Bogon Emitter is too nice.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's too nice. I don't think any title you have here is mean enough or truthful enough to describe this guy. He made my blood boil. He made my blood boil. Because how could you possibly consider taking something as tragic as the death of your own son? And I have to keep repeating this, because it bears repeating. How can you take the death of your own son and use it as an opportunity?
Well, and he also did things like he played the assault rifle card. He was like, oh, I'm not anti-gun. I just think people shouldn't be able to have assault rifles and semi-automatic weapons. But he didn't use an assault rifle or semi-automatic weapon, did he? It was just a handgun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just a handgun and a knife.
Yeah, so the kind of guns that he wants to do all this gun control against, are not the same kind of guns that this guy went on his killing spree with.
No, it's the same thing that happened with Sandy Hook. The same story. They did the same thing trying to blame the AR-15. It turned out that wasn't even involved.
Yeah.
And then Connecticut ended up passing a bill with limitations on how many rounds you can have and all this nonsense, and all of which had nothing to do with what actually happened. It makes the blood boil. And a bit of a tangent about Elliot Rodger here for a minute, but I know a lot of people are trying to say that he was an MRA. And then you have other people who are saying, well, he killed more men, so he also sounds like a feminist. How about instead of all that, how about he was just a murderous piece of crap?
Why don't we take all the feminists and all the MRA people, put them on an island somewhere, and just let them fight it out, and then the rest of us will get on with our lives in peace?
I'm tired of whenever somebody does something stupid and evil, the first thing we do is try to group him with somebody else to make them seem stupid and evil.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that. I am so, so fed up with that. What happened to people can't just be evil anymore? What happened to that? I don't understand where this mentality came from, this collectivist group mentality. And that's all it is. It's just another form of collectivist group warfare. Enough is enough. This guy just killed a bunch of people. Instead of trying to blame other people, let's blame the guy that actually did it. Just like Richard Martinez, once again, blame the NRA. Why? Why would you blame a group that had nothing to do with this? This kid did this on his own. He used a completely different weapon than what you're saying we should get rid of. And then you go to daddy government, and once again, a government is magic, and assume that your magic spells are going to work. When California was the king of magic government spells, and they didn't work.
Well, according to the Brady campaign, they got perfect scores in things like stopping the mentally ill from getting guns and all the things that people say we need to ban us all. They just looked down the list of all the scores. They just got perfect score after perfect score after perfect score. According to the Brady campaign, they couldn't possibly do any better. This is everything they wanted. This is everything they asked for, and it still doesn't work. I will never understand what malfunction goes on inside people's heads when they look at something that has failed over and over and over and over and over again and think that the solution is to do more of it.
I don't want to sound like a conspiracy nut, but it seems like these people just won't be satisfied until there's just full-on confiscation.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. And honestly, why is it that if somebody knifes somebody, they're the problem? Somebody bombs a building, they're the problem. Somebody shoots somebody, oh, everybody who owns a gun is pure evil.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, you blow up a building and they don't say, oh, we need to ban fertilizer or whatever, you know, the stuff he used to make the explosives out of. It was like, no, he was an insane bomber and we can't set policy based off of that. No, he was an insane knifeman. You know, we can't set policy based on that. He's an insane gunman. Well, obviously we need gun control.
I'll go into another tangent about a knifing. We just had another knifing recently. I want to say it happened in April or May, but it was a prom night at a school in Milford, Connecticut, and this girl was asked to go to the prom with this guy. She said no, so he stabbed her to death.
Wow.
Absolutely horrifying. Not a single person said, we need knife control. Not a single person.
Yeah, there's no waiting period to go and buy hunting knives or whatever.
I could order one from the internet right now.
Yeah.
But just all in all, I don't think anybody else is deserving of this title. And I personally think it's too nice, but this is your show. We'll give him the BBE, biggest bogon emitter.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to keep people from flagging this, because we have enemies and they do that sort of thing, so I'm trying to keep the four-letter words out of it. But yeah, if anyone deserves that, it's this guy, and you're right. Biggest bogon emitter just doesn't begin to cover it.
Well, if we're going to use a four-letter word, let's borrow from my show, Heel of the Week.
There you go. You say you don't like Bitcoin? Why not? Oh, because it's not gold. No problem. Just go to coins.bogosity.tv and you'll be taken to Coinable, where you can buy gold or silver coins or bars with your bitcoins, with literally up-to-the-minute spot pricing. Now there's no reason not to jump on the Bitcoin bandwagon. Whether you're a Bitcoin miner, service operator, Bitcoin business owner, or market speculator, you can get gold and silver from reputable dealers. And Coinable has Bitcoin liquidity for fast processing of your order. Coinable even utilizes a special shipping infrastructure to ensure that your investment arrives safely at your door. And you know what? By going to coins.bogosity.tv, you won't pay a penny more, excuse me, a Satoshi more for your purchase. But you'll help this podcast. You can even sell your gold and silver for Bitcoin as well. Coinable is your Bitcoin to gold marketplace. So go to coins.bogosity.tv and start turning your Bitcoins into gold now. Bogosity.tv is a participant in the Amazon Services LLC Associates Program, an affiliate advertising program designed to provide a means for sites to earn advertising fees by advertising and linking to Amazon.com. Just clear your cookies and go to Amazon.bogosity.tv or check the right-hand side of the podcast page for Amazon's best deals, including the deal of the day and limited time lightning deals on all sorts of great products. So next time you buy online, go to Amazon.bogosity.tv. And now it's time to make fabulous this week's
Idiot Extraordinaire!
Yeah, so we covered before the gay couple that got all upset because this guy didn't want to make their wedding cake because they were a gay couple. So they went to government and they forced him to. So I guess slavery still exists in this country after all.
Yeah, because when you want to get accepted, you just use force and become a bully, and that apparently works.
Well, and at the same time, they were forcing him to take their money. As a, we demand that you let us make you richer. Yeah, they sure showed him.
I don't understand how people could even want to do something like that. Like, yeah. To me, that makes no sense. Why would you want to give your money to someone that hates you?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'm a little overweight. And by a little, I mean a lot of overweight. But let's say I walked into a restaurant and the waitress gave me a piece of paper that said, lose some weight, fatty. Do you think I'd want to give them money? Hell no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to give them money. I'd never go back. Now, they might be right.
Yeah, I mean, there had to have been plenty of other bakeries in the area who would love to have taken their money and make their cake for them.
I know. Especially...
Give them the money, not this jerk.
Especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age. It's not like it's the 1950s where this opinion was in the norm and you just couldn't go anywhere without running into somebody who thought that way. It's 2014. We live in a day and age where people are a lot more open to other people's personalities and their character traits and all this stuff. There's no reason why they couldn't have gone and find somebody.
And of course, what happened was he just stopped making wedding cakes altogether. So, yeah, you sure won, I guess. Maybe. Or not.
Yeah, good job. You just cost people jobs. So, good for you guys, I guess.
But that's not the Idiot Extraordinaire, because, sit back, people, we're going to show you how to deal with anti-gay bigotry the libertarian way. A gay couple dining at Big Earl's restaurant in Pittsburgh, Texas, and try to say that name without a southern accent, Big Earl. Can't be done. Has to be done with a southern accent. We're accosted by waitress Christina Cheney, who, as it turns out, is the daughter of Big Earl himself. And as they were leaving, she said to them, here at Big Earl's, we like men to act like men and ladies to act like ladies, so we want you never to return. We don't serve fags here. And that's almost verbatim the policy posted on the door of the restaurant, minus that last little bit.
First off, we like men to act like men here. Well, Big Earl, clearly you did not act like a man because you sent your own daughter to do your fighting for you. Some man you turned out to be, Big Earl. Secondly, and I'm going to do this in this little southern drawl now, because that's Big Earl.
As a southerner, you have my permission.
This is how you got to picture Big Earl's got to talk with a name like Big Earl. But, Big Earl, you would think that in this day and age, you'd be smart enough to not do something that stupid, boy. Now, I ain't the kind of guy who goes on saying people are dumb, but you're dumb. You're a real big dummy. You should have known better than to do something like that in this day and age when we got a little thing called the internet. There's dirt gold on that internet. And all these people, they decided they're going to take this restaurant and they were going to turn it into a big old fancy lady fest. They decided they're going to send their comments up there. They said, you know what? Come on down to Big Girls. They'll show you why it's real big and why it's real fancy. They said it was going to be great. They said it was going to be a new haven for us everywhere. All the lady boys and all the man ladies. They said, come on down to Big Earl's. And that's what they just might go and do. Okay, that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, well, Earl denies that was exactly what was said. Quote, the quote, we don't serve fags here, was never said. Instead, after being badgered, the young lady said, we do not like fags. Oh, well, that's different
then. Oh, because that's much better. That's much better. Yeah.
He also said, a man's supposed to stand up and be a leader. He's not supposed to...
Which you didn't do.
He's not supposed to be a woman. He's not supposed to come here in a dress. And neither of them were wearing dresses. But
Well, so then we failed this on both accounts. There were no dresses, and there was nobody being a leader. Case closed.
Yeah, but the libertarian way of dealing with this is not to go to court, not to try to use force to make them do that. Because as far as I'm concerned, them throwing out gay people is just your enemies punishing you by giving you what you want. Okay? Because if you ask me, you should want to know that he's a homophobe and you shouldn't give him the money. But what happened was a lot of people got onto the Yelp page for Big Earl's and posted things like this. This is from David W., 1 star. Seriously, the food is whatever, but the scene is simply to die. They don't call it Big Earl's for nothing, am I right? Lady boys and boy ladies acting so gender non-specific, you'll think you've died and gone to heaven. New York City's hottest boy party from the 90s. Pittsburgh, Texas just got a whole lot cherrier, and I for one can't help but squeal with delight. Squeal, 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 squeal. Do yourself and the lovely owners a favor and get your bedazzled bottoms in this place ASAP. Happy cruising, girls.
Mm-hmm. You tell him, girlfriend.
Here's another one from Sean W. A big girl has a tiny weenus. 1 star again. I had the misfortune of dining at this establishment. Big Earl came to our table and recommended the Catholic special. I inquired about it and he asked me to follow him into the freezer where he proceeded to introduce me to Little Earl. It didn't taste fresh at all.
I'm surprised we didn't get something like, oh, that Big Earl, he got me so mad I could crush a grape.
Here's another 1 star from Joe F. I went for the ultra-masculine women and uber-feminine men, and I got that in spades. I can't fault the epic gay vibe they have working there at all. But the food tastes as if it were vomited up by a dying cat. The tap water smelled bi-curious at best, and the servers need to be much lighter in their loafers.
Well.
I'm having way too much fun with this voice.
Oh, God. Do an entire podcast like this. You do that, and I'll do the Big Earl voice.
Yeah, this is from Bubba, again on Yelp. Well, the food isn't all that good, but this is still the best gay cruiser joint in Texas. I picked up several dates there, all very handsome, very gay men. I hear the owner offers discounts to men and chaps.
Oh, poor Earl. Oh, it's going to... Actually, it's probably going to end up making him way more money, sadly.
That's true. It's generating a lot of attention.
Hey, you're that big girl. Aren't you the guy that lets them gay people come here? This is Texas. We don't take kindly to that.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, these reviews were better than a lot of the actual reviews for the restaurant.
Yeah.
They're all talking about how the food was like all bland and greasy and stuff. But I mean, what do you expect for a place called Big Earl's?
Just Big Earl.
All total, Yelp took down 924 reviews for, quote, violating our content guidelines or terms of service. But I think the damage was pretty much done by that point.
Yeah, I just put a big old sign on their page, no fun allowed.
And when I last checked, the Facebook page for Big Gay Earls was still up.
Oh my God.
Are you paying attention, progressives? That's how you handle bigotry. And as for Big Earl and Company, they brought this all on themselves. And that's what makes them this week's
Idiot Extraordinaire!
Well, that wraps up this P.S. I Have Not Kissed the Editor of the Radio Times edition of the Bogosity Podcast. Please visit the forums at bogosity.tv where you can read the show notes and join the discussion on these and other subjects. This podcast is free but not free to produce, so please donate via PayPal or Bitcoin at the top of the bogosity.tv website or down the right-hand side of the podcast page and give generously to keep this podcast going. And if you'd like to contribute to the podcast, just send a question, statement, news article, or rant to podcast@bogosity.tv. Put it in an audio file, and if it's good enough, it'll get played right in the podcast. Thank you for listening, and thanks again to Dave Turcotte for joining me.
It's good to be here.
Until next time, here's a quote from Harry Brown. Segregation was enforced in the South precisely because so many people were opposed to segregation. You don't pass a law to force people to do what they would do anyway. Without a law mandating segregation, the first white company to hire black workers and serve all customers would have set in motion a train of events that would have made segregation impossible. The Bogosity Podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, and Derivatives 3.0 imported license.
Bogosity.
Do you want answers to creationist claims against evolution? Would you like to know more about evolution yourself, or even engage creationists more directly, with actual peer-reviewed sources to back you up? My book, How Evolution is Scientific, is designed to show the basics of evolutionary theory and how it is so well supported using the scientific method. It's impeccably sourced, with references to the actual scientific material, and is arranged using the creationists' own criteria of what is scientific. Using their own arguments against them, see how evolution is scientific, but creationism is not, based on observations, accurate predictions, logic, and evidence. Get answers to common creationist claims, and even a primer on abiogenesis, the start of all life. It's all in my book, How Evolution is Scientific, available at Amazon and on Kindle, EPUB, and PDF as well. Get How Evolution is Scientific and never be taken in by creationists again.